Alzheimer's disease is a neurodegenerative disorder which is having an increasing impact on the ageing population of the modern world. This week, researchers at the Japanese National Institute of Radiological Sciences reported in the journal Neuron that they had developed a new fluorescent marker, or ligand, which can be used to track the progress of Alzheimer's disease. I'm Priya Crosby, and I spoke to the leader of the study, Dr. Makoto Higuchi, to ask him exactly how this new marker worked.
So Alzheimer's disease is pathologically characterized by the accumulation of the two major hallmark disease-related proteins named amyloid beta and tau proteins. So people initially thought that the amyloid beta accumulation is more important, actually upstream to tau accumulation in the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease. But now people are more intensely focusing on tau pathogenesis because recent findings suggest that the aggregation of tau inside neurons of Alzheimer's disease patients is more closely related to the neuronal death in those patients, causing the characteristic symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So the primary aim of our study is to visualize the aggregation of tau occurring in Alzheimer's disease brains to actually establish the method to assess the disease progression of Alzheimer's disease. This may be of great utility to gain an objective measures of the disease progression in a natural course and along the course of the therapeutic interventions suppressing either A-beta or tau accumulation.
At the moment, as far as I know, it's quite difficult to visualize this tau protein. How did you go about finding a way of visualizing the protein?
First, we screened a bunch of chemicals capable of binding to either A-beta or tau aggregates because those aggregates share common structures named beta sheet. So beta sheet ligands initial candidates for the imaging agent. And then we performed the second screening of those candidate beta sheet ligands for seeking the more tau-specific ligands to be utilized as a tau imaging agent. And those tau-binding chemicals were then assessed by using animal models of tauopathy. Tauopathy is a neural disorder positive for tau. And then we have selected one quite promising imaging agent applicable to human imaging with the positron emission tomography, or PET. And then we conducted an exploratory clinical PET researches using such an imaging agent we have developed for the normal controls and the Alzheimer's disease patients. And what we have found is that the accumulation of our imaging agent in the brains of Alzheimer's disease patients quite inconsistency with the known distribution of tau lesions. And that was in sharp contrast with the finding using an pre-established amyloid PET imaging.
Okay, so it sounds like it's quite a promising marker for this protein, this tau protein that we see in Alzheimer's. Obviously, because you can't physically see inside the brain visually, you're using this other imaging technique, which perhaps people are less familiar with, called positron emission tomography. Could you just quickly explain exactly how your marker works in that system?
We first designed chemicals, actually, to be bound to the target pathology, which is currently tau aggregates, and then attach a radioisotope named carbon-11 to our drugs imaging agent. And then injected such an radio-labeled version of the imaging agent to a patient. And then inside the body, the radio-labeled drug can enter the brain and then bind to the target pathologies to illuminate such a pathology. And such an illumination, actually the radioactivity, can be captured by using some sort of CT-like scanners named PET. PET is capable of actually providing images of the brain.
And just finally, clearly this is still in design research stages. How long do you think it will be, you know, if everything goes to plan, that we might see this way of detecting Alzheimer's tau proteins more commonly in Alzheimer's treatment?
Now, this current version of our imaging agent is actually labeled with carbon 11, which is more suitable for the scientific research purpose. But at the same time, we are also developing so-called fluorine 18 labeled version of tau imaging agent, which would be more widely available among every PET facility, actually all PET facilities, via delivery system of the radio tracers. So that will, I think, hopefully be established within 5 years in our tentative plan.